Hi, Bridge family. My name is Rebel, in case you don't know. And my husband is Pastor Mike. And we have been members of the church now, as far as I can figure, probably about 11 years. But our story doesn't start at the Bridge. Michael and I have been serving in ministry for many, many years prior to coming to the Bridge. And we both grew up in a church environment. We were blessed to do that. And we both came from a Sunday school background where, you know, we learned about Jesus at a very, very young age. Now, as Michael has shared, he became a Christian at a very young age, at 9, but some of us take a little longer. So I came to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior when I was 21 years old. And but over some time, as an adult, a young adult, I was approached by someone one time and asked if I would teach children. And I, not that I don't like children, but I thought, oh no, that's not me. Because I felt like, wow, some of these kids probably know more than I do. But as I learned over time that it really wasn't about me, it was what God was calling me to do, and the fact that He was going to provide everything I needed to do that task. I just had to faithfully obey. And so over the years, I taught. And I love teaching, and I grew to love it, and I love teaching the children. So that's where my ministry starts, or continues, at the Bridge. Shortly after we came to the Bridge, I was back in teaching the children. And so that's where my heart lies. And that's what I want to share with you. We have a very active ministry at the Bridge where we teach the children. And that is so important. It is just so vitally important because, you know, the Bible tells us that Jesus told the disciples to let the children come to Him because the kingdom of God is for children just like this. And what that means to me is that children have that faith and that trust in the Lord to learn about the gospel and to soak it all in. And so that's why it's so important for us to introduce our children to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I get to be a part of that. Now, a few years ago, Pastor Jeff saw something even more in me that I didn't, because I am what I call myself a worker bee. I like to be behind the scenes. I don't like to be out in front of public. I don't like to toot my own horn because, as I said, it's not about me. It's what God is doing through me to glorify Him. But He saw in me some leadership qualities, and so now I am heading up the children's ministry for the Bridge. We have a wonderful teaching staff, and we have ages anywhere from nursery right on through to high school. We teach every Sunday. The materials that we're using right at the moment has been put out by Lifeway, and it's called the Gospel Project, and we are teaching the children chronologically to go through the Bible. And I have found this to be so wonderful and such a terrific blessing. So if you have a heart for children and you feel like God is calling you, I ask you to come see me. And I've never really worried about it. God has given me a beautiful peace. There's been some times where we've had some major ups and downs where one minute I have 6 teachers and the next minute I have 2 teachers. And you think, oh boy, what are we going to do? But you know, God has always worked it out in His beautiful grace and His wisdom. Also, another ministry that is involving children is, several years ago, the Lord opened up a wonderful door at a daycare center here on the island called Stepping Stones. And even before I got involved, there were several people who were going weekly to the daycare center and were being allowed to share the gospel with the children. And the heart from the director at the time was, there's so many children there that she knew that were never, ever probably going to hear the name Jesus. So God opened that door and he blessed us mightily, and we were able to go in weekly. And about a year or so ago, Deborah Slipper and I were able to do that for a while. And but unfortunately, management changed at Stepping Stones, and we prayed through that, because you know God is greater than any challenge this world's going to throw at us. And we were able to stay there for a while, but then just recently, within the last year, unfortunately, the curriculum changed at the daycare, and they told us that we were not able to come on a daily basis. However, a couple years before that, we were able to come during the summer and have Vacation Bible Extreme with the children, and that has been a wonderful blessing. Now, last year, we had a huge group that came to the church, came to the daycare, and some of our Vermont family came down, and our Maryland family, Uganda was coming, but I don't believe that they could come at that time. But anyway, we had a wonderful week with Vacation Bible School. Now, purely unexpected, about midweek we had to stop, and we were all very disappointed about it, but God showed us that it was going to be okay, and I had a complete peace about it, and I always have had a complete peace about it. I have been in contact with the daycare center, and there's still some challenges right now because some new governmental regulations have been put into place that might prevent us from coming back next summer for Vacation Bible School. But there is a heart there still for the children, both on our side, and there is a director there who's very interested in us coming, and so she's working out the particulars. But there again, as I shared, we already know that God is greater than anything that the government or the world is going to throw at us, and if he wants us to minister there to these children, that it's going to happen, and I have a complete peace about that. So I would ask you to join me though in a prayer to say, just, hey Lord, we're here and we're ready to serve you in this capacity, and we would ask for your discernment and your wisdom. So that's really what I wanted to share with you right now. I know most of you know that I'm involved in a lot of other things, but there again, I like to be behind the scenes. I don't like to talk about me too much, but I just want to serve. That was one of the gifts that God has given me, is to serve, and that's what I want to do. And that gives me my greatest joy when I can serve him and that he be glorified in that. I thank you so much for your time, and have a really blessed week. Love y'all. Bye.